Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11. Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Nishamya praistam ayantam Vasudeva Mahamanaha Akuras Chogasenas Cha Ramas Chadhuta Vikrama Pradumnas Chadudeshnascha Sambo Jambavati Sutaha Praharsha Vegoch Chashita Shayanasana Bojanaha. There's only one of these books in the whole house, huh?
There's three.
We have three. By the time we get to
each one of you has one?
That one's mine, and the other two are the other ones.
Yeah, well, like, you know. Yeah. Makes it easier. We can do this, you know.
Should we get them now?
Yeah. Or maybe we'll do it tomorrow, since you have to go in 10 minutes. I'm hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarkadham. Magnanimous Vasudeva, Akrura, Ugrasena, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned resting, sitting, and dining. Purport. We discussed Vasudev yesterday. We can discuss Akrura today. The commander-in-chief of the Rishi dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjuna when Arjuna took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjuna after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Arjuna after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, mother of Maharaj Prichit. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. Om Gana Chirananda Seya Ganam Janashlakaya Chakshimba Tasmai Shiva Venama. Akrura's devotional glories are specifically tied up with one of the nine processes of devotional service, offering prayers to the Lord. You can read those prayers in the Krishna book as well as in the 10th canto. How did that situation happen? Akrura had been sent by Kamsa to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura from Vrindavan. Why? Because Kamsa had arranged this last chance to kill Krishna through a wrestling match. He had heard that Krishna and Balaram liked to wrestle with their cowherd boyfriends in Vrindavan. So being a mundane man, certainly being a demon, he thought, this is definitely the way to kill them. They like to wrestle? I'll arrange a wrestling match with wrestlers far out of their category. He did a mundane estimate of their strength. Little boys, teenage boys. Okay, they've killed a bunch of wizards who I sent to Vrindavan. These wizards, they had the power to take various fierce forms. Krishna killed them somehow. But this will get them. They like to wrestle. So I'll have them wrestle with Chandura and Mushtika. Mountains of men. And these wrestlers will kill them. It all made sense from the material point of view. And that's how mundane persons look at Krishna. Ordinary. Got some special potency, some special mystic powers. That's ordinary. So let me arrange an ordinary material scheme to kill Krishna. It's nothing special. So Kamsa, he debuted Akrura. Now, of course, how did Akrura take it? He's a devotee of the Lord. He's been recruited by Kamsa to go to Vrindavan to fetch Krishna and Balaram. So Akrura is thinking, wow, I don't care what Kamsa is thinking. He's doing me the greatest favor by sending me to see Krishna and Balaram. It's the perfection of my life. So all the way while he was going to Vrindavan on his chariot, he was thinking of what the scene would be like when he would finally see the Lord. He was saying, yes, it's a fact that I've been appointed to carry out a most nefarious task by Kamsa, a most nefarious person. But Krishna, he'll know that. He'll know what my real purpose is. He won't become upset by Kamsa's motives. He'll know my motive. With that confidence, Akrura went to Vrindavan. Never mind what Kamsa thinks. Krishna will see my motive. Krishna will see my desire. And all the while, he's going over in his mind what it's going to be like. He's visualizing. Oh, I see Krishna, I'll fall down at his feet. Krishna will raise me up, recognize me as his dear friend. Oh, this will be so wonderful. Just complete meditation. That is Krishna consciousness. We have to think of something. There has to be something in our mind. So let us find the topmost subject matter. That should be the mission of your flat here. To be absorbed in hearing and chanting. The more you can do that, the more successful your lives will be. So, you can work, that's fine. But, make the emphasis of this flat hearing and chanting about Krishna, learning the science of Krishna consciousness. And helping others to participate in Krishna consciousness. So, Akrura had that meditation. What did he finally do upon arriving at the outskirts of Vrindavan? Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that Akrura, he got down from his chariot and he rolled in the dust. So the point I was making was Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, this is the ideal way. He says this is the ideal way of approaching the holy dham. He rolled in the dust because the Lord's holy dham is not different from him. And then he did see Krishna, and Krishna's welcome of him was just like Akrura had envisioned. Krishna and Balaram personally welcome Akrura. He's their elder. They arranged that he was nice bath, nice dinner, nice resting place. And then Krishna came after Akrura had been nicely bathed, rested, fed, asked him, well, what is your particular mission? And Akrura tells him, I've been sent by Kamsa to bring you back for the wrestling match in Mathura. And this is how Kamsa wants to do away with you. Krishna heard it, just laughed. Very well, we'll go to Mathura. Kamsa doesn't know it. He's actually inviting his death. So Krishna just laughed. So Krishna told the residents of Vrindavan, let's prepare, we're going to Mathura. So the cowherd boys, the older cowherd men, began making preparations, the various bullock carts, and chariots, the rolanko, the men. The ladies of Vrindavan, they were just the gopis. Krishna's girlfriends, they were devastated. How can this be? They began to accuse Providence, Supreme Controller, Providence meaning the plan of the Lord. How can you be so cruel to take Krishna away? They began to accuse Krishna. How can you do this to us? You give us your friendship. And then you go away. They began to accuse Akrura. Your name means not cruel, but what you're doing, you're taking Krishna. emotionally intense scene. Nevertheless, Krishna prepared to leave for Mathura. The gopis were astonished. Why doesn't none of the Maharaj and the older cowherd men, why don't they stop him? They're actually letting him get on the chariot. Very well, they won't stop him, we will. They surrounded the chariot. Very emotionally intense scene, the gopis surrounding the chariot. Krishna, he asked them, I'll be coming back soon. I'll be coming back right away. Only when they heard that did they desist from surrounding the chariot. And then Krishna started going, and the gopis just stood there watching as Krishna's chariot went down the road. They didn't move, they just watched the chariot go down the road. Soon they couldn't see the chariot anymore. They could just see the flag of the chariot and then the dust left by the chariot wheels. They concluded Krishna would not be coming back soon. And all the ladies, young ladies in Mathura, they'll be enlivened to see Krishna. They're sophisticated city ladies. Why should Krishna return to us simple cowherd girls? Never mind, we will absorb ourselves in Krishna's pastimes, thinking about them. So that was their meditation. And of course, in that way, they always had Krishna. This is Krishna's way of teaching the highest love of God in separation. Even more intense. It's even more intense than meeting is separation in the spiritual world. So Krishna wanted to give the gopis that greatest gift. During the Rasa dance, he told them, I can never repay you. I think it was during the Rasa dance. Even for the lifetime of Lord Brahma, 311 trillion years. Even with the lifetime of Lord Brahma, I cannot repay you. You'll just have to be satisfied with your service. But actually, Krishna did reciprocate with them. He did pay them back. He left them. Now you say, how is leaving them giving them the greatest gift? By leaving them, they received opportunity for love of Krishna and separation. That is the greatest gift. And that was the whole mood of Lord Chaitanya, his internal mood, to taste Vipralamba Seva, love of God and separation. So after you've read Bhagavatam, you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. By Srila Prabhupada's excellence, so you can taste Lord Chaitanya's separation, mood of separation. He's Krishna coming to taste what it's like to be separated from himself. What is it? He's tasting what it is that Srimati Radharani feels in separation from Krishna. So, you should make this flat, very much absorbed in hearing and chanting. Caring for one another's advancement in Krishna consciousness. Akrura. Actually, I forgot to mention, on his way to Mathura, he's taking Krishna and Balaram. He stopped off to take bath in the Jamuna River. And there in the river, he saw Krishna and Balaram in their Vaikuntha presence, opulence. And then he went back to the chariot. But they were still on the chariot. He went back to the river. And he was feeling the Lord's Vaikuntha on reverence and opulence presence. He saw that. And he began to offer prayers. And these prayers are what we remember. And Akrura is glorified for these prayers. There's a different person demonstrating the expertise of each one of the nine processes of devotional service. This is stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Vishnu Shravane Pritchit Abhavad Vyasaki Kirtane. Pritchit Maharaj, he's showing Shravana, hearing, that's his perfection. Shukadeva Goswami, Vyasaki, he's showing chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, remembering, as Prahlad Maharaj. You read about him in the seventh canto. In all circumstances, he remembered Krishna in the most trying circumstances, even while his father was trying to kill him. Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet. It's the Lakshmi Devi. She's always massaging lotus feet of Narayan. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Archanam, worshipping Prithu Maharaj. You'll read about him in the fourth canto. Extraordinary yajnas and deity worship of the Lord. Archanam Vandanam, offering prayers. That's Akrura. You can read the prayers of Akrura in the Krishna book. Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, servitorship. Hanuman even used his monkey tail in the service of Lord Ram. The Ravana's demons set Hanuman's tail on fire when he had jumped over the ocean to the city of Lanka. So then Hanuman took his burning tail and set the whole city of Lanka on fire. So as a monkey, he even used his burning tail for the service of Lord Ram. Sakyam, Arjuna, friendship of the Lord. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything. Bali Maharaj, you'll read about that in the 8th canto. So devotee relishes these practitioners, or these specialists, in the nine processes of devotional service. Any questions?
When did you first meet Srila Prabhupada?
Is that a question about the class?
No, I was just thinking about...
Any questions about the class, first of all, Josh? Okay. Number two?
I can't think of anything to say.
All right. Josh, number one?
yeah. I'm not sure how related is to the class, but I was wondering if you could perhaps say a little bit about the difference between speculation and causeless knowledge.
Speculation and causeless knowledge? Speculation means to use your imperfect mind and intelligence to try to discern transcendental truth. Transcendental truth comes down through descending process. So in that way, transcendental knowledge is causeless mercy, causeless knowledge. It already exists. You don't have to do research. All right?
So when I...
It has no cause. Satchitananda Vigraha. Krishna is eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Real knowledge is not invented. Real knowledge has no material cause. It's eternally existing. Divya Gyan, divine knowledge, is revealed. It's already there. You don't have to do research or be an empiricist. I first saw Srila Prabhupada in 1973. Saying, if you're optimistic about material life, you're an animal. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very nice.